Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Wake up. I love this show.
Chum 104.5.
Let me ask you a question. Do you remember what your child's first words were?
Yes.
What was your child's first words?
Car.
Really?
And it was like this. He went, cow. I said, cow? And he pointed at the car and he goes, cow. I said, that's a car. And he smiled. Car.
Your parents ever tell you what your first words were, Caitlin?
I only know that I said the word born a lot on repeat, and that was me requesting to hear Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, you are so cute.
I don't know if it's the first thing I said. I don't think it was, but they said I used to walk around being like, born, and that's all I wanted to hear.
Really?
Yeah.
Did Kofi say something yesterday?
I think he may have said his first words yesterday. Hey, guys, now you're listening to the show right now. Let me know if I'm hearing this correctly,
because okay.
I got it on tape.
Okay, we'll put down the music.
Bring the music down a little
sure,
bit.
Sure.
I think this is his first word.
Okay.
And I said hey to him.
Uh-huh.
I think he said hey back to me. Listen.
Hey. Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Guys, am I reading this right? Did he say his first word?
Is that what's out on your Insta story, too?
No, I didn't.
Okay, about a week ago, you were hanging out with Kofi.
Yeah.
And you were going back and forth on something. And I thought to myself, I can't remember what it was.
I think we were talking about the election or something like
that.
No,
but you were back and forth, and you kept repeating a word with him. And I went, oh my gosh, Jamar, he's ready to talk.
Yeah.
I heard hey.
Is that his first? Did he say his first word?
I heard hey.
It sounds like hey to me.
Yep.
Great. We can go to a barbershop. Hey. All right, great. He says his first word.
How old is he now?
7 months.
That's pretty amazing. He's mimicking you. That's awesome.
Hey.
It's the most excited exchange of hays I've ever heard. Like, he's so pumped to be saying hey.
Did he give you a high five, too? I just
No. We got to crawl before we high five.
Listen, you keep doing that. I'm telling you, he will. What's the next word going to be?
One slice, please. That's not a word, though, but I'm going to work on it. So, yeah.
That's awesome. Yay.
Hey, it's his first word.
Ready to go, Kofi.
Wow.
You'll be taking over your dad's job before you know it. One word at a time.
Well, maybe we could just switch on and off so I can get a day.
Yeah.
This survey said that the average woman goes through about 24 dates before she can accurately find a keeper. Meaning, after date 24... That's when you could truly find something who is even worth being in a long-term relation with. Now, that sounds a pretty high number to me. That's a lot of dates.
That's too many.
And well, Marilyn, I think about all the people who are frustrated with, you know, being on the social media apps,
yeah,
and dating apps, and, you know, meeting people at bars and whatever it is, and saying, I can't find anybody.
Yeah.
They say that you have to go through about 24 dates before you can even find someone who makes sense to start a relationship with.
Well, maybe on that format, right?
I think it might just be all formats. 24. I mean, 24 dates. That's a lot of dates. That's like 3 months worth of dates.
So, what do you think the number would be? Should be.
That's what I'm asking right now. It'd be nice if it was lower. But
Shannon, what do you think?
How many
dates?
That's
a lot.
Someone finds a keeper, who's worth.
I was just thinking, that's like 6 months of dating.
If you go on a date
a week, that's ridiculous.
But there's so many people who are tired of, like, I just can't find anyone. I'm like, well, have you gone on 6 months worth of dates yet?
No. Nobody's
probably
got time
not
for that.
Well,
come on.
If you want to find somebody, you better make time.
What do you think, Caitlin?
I feel like I have a large number of friends who would say that, unfortunately, that's kind of true. Because I hear about them going on a lot of dates. Like, when they're on dating apps, they go on a lot of dates. And that's why you see so many people complaining about the cost of dating. Because every time you go out, it's an expense. And it might not lead to anything. And all of a sudden, you've spent X amount of dollars on dinner. So, I don't know. I think that might be true.
Okay, so it's the 7th month right now. It's July. 7 months into the year. Let's see right now, out of the people listening to the show.
Okay.
Who's gone on the most dates this year? In 7 months, how many dates have you been on so far? You probably haven't found a keeper yet. You're probably still in the dating pool. Call us at 416-870-1045, or you can even send a text to 104536. How many dates have you gone on this year? We'll see who's gone on the most.
Okay.
But according to this, 24 dates until you can even find someone who's eligible to take up your time.
Right. And you know what? I get that, but geez, 24 seems like a big number. Let's face it. Have we ever really counted? Not really. Have you counted how many times that you dated your husband before you actually kind of decided, yeah?
I haven't ever counted that. I haven't counted anyone else I've dated. I think it's lower because I wasn't using dating apps. I think dating apps have changed that.
Yeah.
And
anyway.
That's what I think, too. You are the champion. 37 dates in half a year. Woo! You win!
Oh, I don't know if I want to win that.
Yeah, well, you know, it is what it is.
Why so many? How did you do it? Let's talk about this.
Honestly, it's just all dating apps. I tried Tinder, Plenty of Fish. I recently tried Facebook dating.
Uh-huh.
A lot of people are really advocating for Facebook dating. They say it's really good.
Yeah, it's pretty good, actually. Like, I have no complaints. I actually like it more than anything else. We'll go on a date, and then it's, like, little things. I'm just really picky, I guess.
You're picky, which is, I mean, if you want to find a life partner, you have a right to be particular. Mm-hmm. But what is the common thread in what's wrong with these 37 people?
You know what? A lot of them, I find, are still really childish.
Yeah.
And, like, young. So I am 30, and most of 3-year-old men I find are still, like, hardcore partying, and, like, I'm ready to settle down and, you know, start, like, that part of my life where a lot of them, I don't think, are there yet.
Gotcha.
So you've had this many dates. Were they all from dating apps?
Except for, like, maybe two. Yeah, they were all from dating apps.
Okay. And those two exceptions, were they through friends? What's the deal there?
So I am a daycare teacher.
Uh-huh.
So those two were actually friends with my colleague.
Okay.
And I found out later that one of them had actually dated one of the guys that she had set me up with. And she's like, oh, yeah, it didn't work out with me. And I'm like...
So she passed it. So she gave you the old shoes? Wow, look at that.
Yeah.
Nice friend.
For the same reason, it didn't work out with me. It didn't work out with her. And I was like, why would you give that to me?
Okay.
All right. Interesting. All right. So, man, at this rate, you'll be in the 90s by the end of the year. I mean, you know, 37 by half the year.
I hope not.
Thanks for talking with us today. We wish you well. You got a date today?
I don't.
Okay, that's good. You get a day off. Thank you for letting us talk to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Okay, listen, I know I'm not in the dating pool. I know I'm not on dating apps, but allow me to just pass on a little bit of observational advice.
Okay.
I think it just takes a lot of patience because for the most part, when you're dating on apps, it's rando. Mm. It's randos that some computer is telling you have someone something in common with according to some algorithm. And the reality is you don't. I mean, it's just a random person who you have no life experiences with. And a lot of times when you fall in love with somebody, because I've done that, it's life experiences and things that bring you together.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. You might not even have a lot in common with that person, but those experiences that you share create some kind of bond.
That's right.
Someone else texted in and said, personally, I don't think people know how to date anymore. Men ask for so many photos from women. They ask for things they would never ask for in person.
Right.
There are reasons why we go through so many dates because behavior and creating romance is work.
Oh, you mean that whole send nudes thing?
Yeah, and like asking for pictures before they've even said something fun or met you. Meanwhile, they liked your profile that had 6 to 10 photos in it.
Okay, wait, are people asking for nude photographs?
Yeah.
So I know, I have girlfriends who will say like they'll have gone on like 1 or 2 dates with a guy that they meet online. So this is essentially still someone you barely know. And they start asking for kind of explicit photos.
Yeah.
And I really think it's a normalized part of dating for a huge segment of the population. It's just not something that I experienced when I was dating.
Oh.
The music stopped at the exact right time, and then Marilyn went.
One collective deep breath, like.
So in this case, with our friend that we just talked to, and you know, thank you so much for talking to us about that. Is it time to maybe kind of get back into what is kind of considered now old fashioned dating and saying to your friends, hey, you know, invite me to these things and
dating IRL.
In real life.
Yeah. It might not be a bad idea. Think of where you can be, like at a baseball game. Think of where guys would be or women would be or whatever. And get yourself in there. And you never know who you'll end up talking to. And don't look at your phone. Look up and talk to people.
I'm telling you, I'm a big advocate for common experiences.
Me too.
If you're into art, go to the art gallery.
Yeah.
Talk to the person who's looking at the same painting as you. Might be a connection.
Yeah.
That's what I think.
The only time you should be looking at your phone is when you're trying to get an Uber. You should keep your eyes up. See what's happening around you.
Wait, you like McDonald's fries? So do I.
Yay!
I think so. All right. Good luck. Happy dating. Be patient. It will happen.
Today's trending report brought to you by Black Mirror.
Wow.
That's how That's how it feels today.
Okay.
There's a lot of interesting technology that's trending this morning. First of all is Neuralink. This is the new startup from Tesla and SpaceX founder Elon Musk. And this is big trending news because it's further proof that we will soon be living in the Matrix.
He's been working on this for a long time. Interface between the brain?
Brain link interface.
Right.
So yeah, he's been working on this. He founded it in 2017. And so this company is aimed at building a computer implant that can read your mind using small threads to detect neuron activity.
Wow.
And he claims that tests they're doing already show that a monkey can control a computer with its brain. So that's how far it's already come. And he's trying to bring the company out of the shadows because when it started, there were lots of rumors about it. There's lots of rumors about everything that Elon Musk does. And so he had this event yesterday where he discussed it openly. And what he said is that the goal of this company is to stave off the threat of artificial intelligence, surpassing human intelligence. He said, if we don't find a way to create symbiosis between humans and computers, we're in trouble.
But yeah, but what if the computers decide that they want to manipulate my brain through the interface?
I mean, I hope that dear Elon has created some fail safes for that.
Gotcha.
I hope that he's not a computer himself.
Right. Now, listen, the other way to look at this, which a lot of people are talking about, is, you know, people who have communicative disorders,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can't talk or for whatever reason they don't communicate. This might help them express themselves, no?
This has incredible possibilities. Like everything with technology, it's trending. We're talking about it because it's incredibly exciting. And there are always going to be these positives. And then, because humans are involved, there could be human error and there could be malicious intent hidden somewhere in here. But, you know, Elon Musk, even though he is like known for being a big tech guru, he's been trying to talk about the risks associated with AI forever. He's been saying how risky it is. That's why he invented the company. Really interesting. I don't know if I'm going to get threads put in my brain, but the idea
possibilities
that,
of Nealon. I go to a burger joint and I want the burger medium, mm-hmm. not medium rare. I just give it a look and it comes out correct.
Hey, is this the real Jedi mind control we've been waiting for? Is this the Force?
Hey, here's the deal. So your partner at home is mad at you for not loading the dishwasher well, right?
They just stare at them, right?
They just stare at them, and you already know. And when they say, you should know that, and you're going, I really don't know. Now,
you'll
know.
Wait a second. When we go home, we just don't even have to talk to each other.
You don't have to do that.
Wait, we don't have to. We just look at each other.
It all starts at home, people.
Don't you love it that this is our like regular brain version of how this will be used? And if
I gotta start at home. I gotta make it simple for myself.
Yeah. Any scientist listening is like, no, it's not what we had planned.
That's not what it was about. No.
So anyways, that was the big thing trending. So if you see Neuralink, that's what that's all about. Now, Face App, this is the old age face challenge you are seeing everywhere. Celebrities like Drake and the Jonas Brothers and Terry Crews, they're all putting their face through this filter to make themselves look old as heck. I did it yesterday. Must have been a blip on my radar because I thought, oh, I want to post this. This looks fun. It has privacy concerns surrounding it, everyone. I'm sorry to tell you. The app is from a Russian tech company called Wireless Lab. And apparently, when you upload your photo, you immediately grant access to all your photos and your camera on your phone to this company. And they're asking for way more rights than they need to in order to be able to offer this service to you. That's according to privacy experts. So I'm sorry if, like, you've already put your face through the Russian troll filter. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to be used.
I think it's appropriate that the Jonas Brothers did the same thing that you did, and their song is called Sucker. So there you go right there.
But
I mean, we're always looking for content.
Yeah.
So we get sucked into that.
Will I be downloading this app?
I'm having threads wired through my brain anyways, apparently. So why not just let me look old if I want to?
E-Talk Entertainment Update. This morning we have Shannon Burns actually hanging with us.
Good morning.
Pressing buttons, but it looks like you were pressing buttons with Katy Perry yesterday.
I was pressing buttons with Katy Perry. Well, I wasn't pressing her buttons, but I did get a chance to talk to her on the phone, which is insane.
Wow.
I can't even.
How's she doing these days?
She's good. She's working on new music. She says she doesn't want to be as strategic as she was with the last album because that didn't exactly work out. So she said she's just in the studio. She's having fun. She's making music. She doesn't even know if she's going to come out with a new album.
Ah.
So she released Never Really Over, but that could be it.
She admitted that things didn't work out so well?
Yeah.
Oh.
She said, you know what? I don't focus on the numbers anymore. My main focus is on the message that I'm trying to portray.
What about her? Did you guys talk about her getting back together with her friend Taylor Swift?
We didn't get a chance to talk about that. No, I think it was still a little touchy, but we do know they are still friends. I wanted to know if Taylor Swift was going to get an invite
to Orlando and her wedding. Yeah, they were pretty a little strict on what we were allowed to ask.
If I'm having a wedding, I don't really want Taylor Swift there because then it becomes the Taylor Swift show.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, she's in the news with so much drama right now.
Did you ask Katie if she and Orlando Bloom would be getting married on a paddleboard?
Because is that all they do, right?
Was that a paddleboard?
Yeah.
Okay, fine.
She didn't say that, although she did say their favorite activity together is snowboarding, and they love going on a lot of adventures, so maybe a snowboard.
Okay.
Very cool. And she's a fan of the new artist Billie Eilish.
Yeah, so I wanted to know her thoughts on Billie Eilish, because she's never really said anything about her before, and Billie Eilish is obviously the star that everybody's kind of looking at.
How old is she?
Billie is 17. Okay. So this is what Katie said when I asked her thoughts.
I love Billie Eilish. I think she's like a once-in-a-lifetime kind of star. I love her and want her to be protected, and, you know, I just want her to be able to have friends that she can talk to, or it would be cool, like, if, like, someone like Lorde could talk to her, because Lorde was younger than that even when she started, and, you know, she made it through alive. It's an intense blast off. I remember for myself, my rocket kind of left when I was 23 and went for like almost, you know, 8-9 years straight. And I was just holding on for dear life.
It has got to be mind altering when you become so famous so young. Mm-hmm. Like at such a young age, you have more people watching you than you even realize exist on Earth.
And especially with social media these days.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Like all the comments and likes, and you have to focus on that. Like it's just coming right to your face.
You would never know that Katy Perry was holding on to her dear life, because when I interviewed her many times, and one was when she was about 23, and she had it together. But you know, secretly, you know, after you leave that microphone, who knows what else happens there. So good for you. So when do we get to hear this full interview? Where?
Yeah, it's actually up on the iHeartRadio YouTube channel right now, and you can also see it at iHeartRadio.ca.
Very good. You got something on Harry Styles?
Yes. Okay, so we've all heard lots about the new live-action Little Mermaid that is being launched by Disney. It's directed by Rob Marshall, mm-hmm. and they announced the casting of Ariel, and it's going to be Halle Bailey, who's from the girl duo Chloe x Halle. Mm-hmm. Now, here are the other cast members who are in talks to be part of the film. Melissa McCarthy, Jacob Tremblay, Awkwafina, but most importantly, Harry Styles is reportedly in talks to play Prince Eric.
Ah, that's a good casting.
So he'd get casted as Elvis Presley in the other film with Baz Luhrmann, so he might be getting this one.
Yeah.
That's good. That's awesome.
I think that would be great.
He is a prince, isn't he? Well, you know, that's good. That's entertainment for you right now. E-Talk is on tonight at 7 o'clock on CTV.
This video has gone viral. And really, it's actually a billboard for road trips, more than anything. I mean, everyone wants to get on a plane, but do we really? It's gross. This guy, sitting at the bulkhead seat, if you know what I'm talking about, it's that front seat that has the wall, meaning there are no other seats in front of it, mm-hmm. because then you have the lavatories, and then the galley or whatever,
right.
and the cockpit.
Right.
So it's that first seat with a wall.
Yeah.
He's sitting at that seat.
It's first class, by the way.
I'll say first, I'll take the class out of it.
Okay.
And that seat particular has no headrest in front of it because there's no seat in front of it. So the screen, the LCD screen, is mounted on that bulkhead. And instead of using his fingers to swipe the screen to go back and forth to select its programming, he decided to use his bare feet.
Mm. Oh,
literally, he's got both his feet up on the wall, and then he's using his front big toe. Not that there's a back big toe. I'm trying to describe it to you. And he's swiping back and forth with his toe. And some disgusted passenger decided to take out the phone and record it, because that's what you do now. And it's gone viral. He's using his toe to swipe the screen that every person after him will use on that flight. And we all know that they Lysol down the planes after every flight, right? No. So, yeah, that's what's going on out there.
Okay.
This is gross.
It's disgusting, and it's the reason why when Naomi Campbell's viral video recently happened, where she shows her, I guess, a little bit over-the-top cleaning routine when she gets on board a flight, when that video went viral, so many people sent me the video and tagged me in it. My husband was like, this is you, and this foot swiping moment has just completely proven why I go through an entire pack of antibacterial wipes on any flight I take.
No, I'm going to start doing that, those little travel packs. I'm with you on that one. This is so disgusting to me. I've never seen anything like it. It's one thing when people take their shoes off. It's one thing that people take their shoes off and then they have their bare feet. That's another thing. And they go to the washroom with the bare feet. And then there was that picture of the other person the other day on a flight. Long blonde hair, curly. I don't know if it was brushed or not. decided to take this hair.
Yeah.
And then flip it over the back seat. Did you see that, Jamar?
No, I didn't see that.
And it obscured, like, you couldn't see. If I was sitting behind her,
right,
I would not be able to access my screen.
I would not. That wouldn't have lasted a second for me. I'd be like, hey, your screen, your hair's on my screen. What are you doing?
What would make you think that
I'm routinely amazed at what people do not think about on a daily basis.
Right.
Like, people just do things to me that I would naturally be paranoid about. Like, oh, what if people see me do this?
Is this why you're not allowed to bring scissors on a plane so you don't cut those people's hair?
One of the reasons, yeah.
But you know, I have a friend, we'll just say his name's Gare. Hi, yeah. Gare. And he does he travels a lot. And sometimes he sends me footage, not that we would post it, about the ridiculous things that people do. And I just showed you one that he showed in the lounge, in a special lounge,
yeah,
of someone taking cutlery and putting it in their purse.
She brought Ziploc bags for it.
And food. She's took the food from what was there in the buffet, put the cut, yeah, did that, and then also put cutlery in her purse.
Is this up on our social yet, this video? Linio, is it up? Okay. Instagram?
The foot guy, the foot person.
The foot guy. Yeah. You have to see this video. I'm telling you. Just don't, make sure you're not eating when you watch this. It's pretty gross.
Do you remember, comedian Kumail Nanjiani?
Yes.
Okay,
so do you remember when he was on a long-distance flight, transatlantic flight, some guy also sitting in the very front row with the little screen in front of him, he took a live video of this. He proceeded to take his pants off down to his boxers on the flight. And he props his legs up like he's at the doctor, if you're a lady, and puts them on either side of the TV in just his sock feet. He's not even trying to conceal it.
Wow.
But he's not wearing pants, and the flight crew had to keep asking him to put his pants back on, and he got a little surly about it.
Wow.
I know.
Like cervical examination style?
Well, I wasn't going to go there, but sure.
Okay. Wow. What am I missing in my brain that I would be so afraid that people would see me doing something like this?
You're not missing anything in your brain. You've got all your brains put together because you've got... You're brought up properly.
Little home training?
Yeah, you're brought up properly. Anyway.
Little brought up, see? If
you
will.
Gosh.
All right, check it out. It is on at Chum1045 on Instagram. You got to watch this video. You got to see this. And then you have to remember, don't do that.
Hey! Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore. Marilyn Dennis and Jamar. Oh. Wake up. I love this show. Chum1045.